Wisconsin Public Schools will be dealing with an $800 million budget cut over the next couple of years, but the amount of taxpayer money going into private school choice programs will be increased by about $17 million. We will wonder this hour, does it have anything to do with the campaign dollars being donated or spent by pro-school choice groups? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, September the 26th. We will welcome your questions and views on the amount of political contributions from school choice supporters to state politicians and wonder if you think there's anything wrong with this. At 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Bill Leaders. He is Money and Politics Project Director at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. This is a nonprofit, nonpartisan center that collaborates with Wisconsin Public Television, Wisconsin Public Radio, and the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Journalism and Mass Communication. And Bill's latest piece is entitled The Selling of School Choice. He joins us in the studio. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Joy.
Good to have you back here. So are you saying that school choice is being purchased in Wisconsin?
Well, certainly our legislature has bought into the idea that school choice is a legitimate thing on which to expend public money. There was a long period of time in which private schools did not receive any support from taxpayer dollars, and Wisconsin pioneered the first school voucher program in Milwaukee in 1990, which started the precedent of giving public money so that students could attend private, often religious schools in Milwaukee. That's been going for quite some time. It's now about 20% of the Milwaukee students are in the voucher program there. And we've had a significant expansion of the voucher program in this last year following the election of Governor Scott Walker and a Republican-controlled legislature. There's been some expansion of the program in Milwaukee, and there's been an extension of the program to Racine. There was also a proposal to expand it to Green Bay, which is an idea that's still being kicked around, but it definitely has been expanded to Racine beginning this fall with 250 students.
And why are the supporters saying this is a good idea?
Well, they say that they're providing an alternative to failing public schools so that parents have an option of giving their kids a good education if the public schools aren't. And they say that it creates a competitive pressure on the public schools so that they get better. They do a better job because there's competition that's been created. The counter argument from people who don't like choice is that it's taking money that used to go, in a broad sense, to public education and giving it to private educational providers. And, you know, schools are having a hard time already. Every little thing that takes money away from their bottom line is something that they feel keenly.
So speaking of money, can you give us a scope as to how much money is going into the campaign coffers of state politicians over this school choice issue?
Well, you know, we started looking at this issue because we noticed that we work with this website called MapLight, which tracks political contributions. And you can do an analysis of numbers from MapLight that show that in the 2010 election cycle, the one that culminated in the election of Scott Walker and the Republican legislature, the single largest individual contributor to Wisconsin legislative campaigns was Alice Walton, who's an heir to the Walmart fortune, Sam Walton's daughter. And other members of the Walton family were significant contributors in that election and have been for many years in Wisconsin. And so we try to track down some of the amount of money that is spent on choice. There's something called the Fund for Parent Choice, which is a conduit. That's how money is collectively bundled and given to candidates, clearly from an interest group. So they know that the money is coming from someone who is supportive of school choice. That fund has received about $350,000 of contributions since the middle of 2008. That's a fair amount of money. But in addition to that, there's a lot of spending that happens by supporters of school choice in other ways. They sponsor ads in elections. There's a group called the American Federation for Children, which spent about $680,000 in the fall elections on behalf and against various legislative candidates in those elections. And they spent at least $500,000 in the recall elections on ads to try to leverage certain outcomes in the recall races that we had. There's even a whole other pot of money, which is the money that gets spent by groups like the Walton Family Foundation, which funds the leading school choice lobby group in Wisconsin, School Choice Wisconsin, to the tune of $300,000 a year. And it also gives money to some fledgling and proposed charter schools. And it gives money to Marquette University, which runs a center that promotes school choice. So there's a lot of money that flows into the process, much of it from out of state, all aimed at advancing the agenda of school choice.
And I mean, you're the Money and Politics Project Director at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, so you're looking into this sort of thing every day. But why should we be concerned about this, or why should we be concerned about this?
Well, it's everybody's choice whether you think there's something right or something wrong with this. If you support mm-hmm. school choice and think that it is a good thing, there's no reason you shouldn't be pleased with the fact that there is money that's coming into the process which advances the agenda because you believe in the agenda. If you're opposed to it and think it's harming public education in Wisconsin, you know, then you may not have such a favorable view of the fact that this money is coming into the process and that much of it comes from out of state. The Fund for Parent Choice, which I mentioned before, the conduit that has spent about $350,000 in state elections since the middle of 2008, about $300,000 of that money, six out of every $7, came from donors out of Wisconsin, out of state.
What are the legislators who are accepting this money or are benefiting from this money say about the issue?
Well, they say that they support school choice because they support school choice, not because someone is giving them money, which is what politicians generally say about political contributions, is it's not that is not what is driving their decisions. Their decisions are driven by a concern about school children and providing them with the best options. And I do think that legislators are true believers in the cause and that the money may follow them so much more so than drive them. You know, if someone is supportive of school choice and there's an election, it makes sense for a school choice supporter to support that candidate. That doesn't mean that the candidate is acting in favor of school choice because he or she got money. He or she got money because he or she is supportive of school choice.
We're talking with Bill Leaders. He is Money and Politics Project Director at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. His latest piece, his latest project, is about the money that's flowing into legislators' coffers, campaign coffers, from supporters of private school choice. And we're welcoming your thoughts and questions about this piece, The Selling of School Choice, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Northeast winds will increase 20 to 30 miles per hour with higher gusts this morning and gradually become easterly. The winds could knock down branches in some areas, according to the Weather Service, and drivers of large vehicles may also be affected by the winds. So be careful out there. Some windy conditions expected. It's going to be a cloudy day for the most part today with a chance of showers and isolated storms. High temperatures ranging from the upper 50s to the mid-60s. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It is coming up on 19 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, September the 26th. Coming up in the second half of our State Capitol Report, Wisconsin saw a dramatic rise in child poverty last year, and we will talk with a guest who will suggest some state policy ideas to help deal with the problem. That's coming up after 7:30. Right now, we are talking with a guest who has traced the political donations of school choice supporters and has taken a look at the impact these donations may have had on policy in Wisconsin. And we're welcoming your reactions and your questions for Bill Leaders, who is the Money and Politics Project Director at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. And, Bill, if people want to read your piece on the selling of school choice, you have that on your website?
Yeah, wisconsinwatch.org, O-R-G.
And we will certainly put that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and a link to it as well on our website at WPR.org/joy. And we do have a number of callers who have questions for you, so let's go to John in Montello first. Hello, John.
Hi there. I'm wondering, what advantage is there to people out of state if our children go to one school or another? And two-part question, if you know, how does the amount of money coming in from out of state for education choice compare to the amount of money that came in for the election campaigns? And I'll take my call and I'll answer off the air.
I'm not sure I followed exactly.
Well,
that,
it's, you know, in the great scheme of things, the amount of money that comes in from any one source is a drop in a much larger bucket. And even the money that's coming in from school choice supporters is a small amount from the total that it gets spent on elections. The real impact, I think, on some races is in the spending that is done on these commercials that run in key races. There were three media markets in the recall elections that ran advertising from the American Federation of Children, and that was like $500,000. And these groups also will fund mailings that go out. The one case that I looked at in particular concerned a race that happened last fall with Howard Markline and John Simonson running against each other for the state assembly. And a group produced three very slick, glossy mailings to district voters on behalf of Howard Markline's campaign. The best estimate I was able to find is these are worth about $10,000 each. You know, in a race where the candidate's campaign spent just about $100,000, to have three mailings worth $30,000 total is a big contribution to the cause. Now, he didn't ask for the group to come in and do this, and he said he wasn't even aware of the mailings till after the fact, but it was a significant expense. And I think it's important, too, that these three mailings that went out, not one of them mentioned school choice. Not one of them said anything about it. They picked on other issues. They attacked John Simonson for being someone who just couldn't wait to get his hands on your tax dollars to spend it frivolously. That was the message of these ads. Not at all. School choice is a good idea. We support it. That's why you should vote this way.
But going after the candidate
exactly.
for other reasons. Why would the Walmart family heirs want to do this in Wisconsin?
Well, the explanation that they give is that this is part of their sense of giving back to the country as they promote educational reform. And they see the creation of viable alternatives to the public schools as being part of reforming the educational system. I noted kind of, I was interested to see that in one of their annual reports, they talked about the decline in the percentage of students who go to public schools as being a positive thing, almost in and of itself, that the percentages of students who attend public schools has gone down as private schools have become more robust and have taken a larger share of the market. They see that on its face as being a good thing. And I have no reason to doubt their sincerity, that they think that competition improves the process. other people, I believe, do doubt their sincerity and think that underlying all of this is an ideological agenda to undermine public education and direct taxpayer dollars to private schools and, you know, undermine the teachers unions, for instance, that are a big part of public education.
Yeah. Is there some fear that there would be a privatization of education?
Well, I think there are people who would support that, including some people who are school choice opponents. I don't think that is a typical position of a school choice supporter, that we want to get rid of public education altogether. At least the people that I spoke to didn't express that as a point of view. And I don't think that that is really what they're aiming to do. They do want to see choice expand beyond the point that it's already expanded. As I said, Green Bay is still on the table as a possible place of expansion. We've expanded to Racine. That's going to continue as a cumulative thing in Racine. More students are going to be going to private schools in Racine with state-supported vouchers, taxpayer-supported vouchers, year after year. It's just going to keep growing as this program has been created.
Yeah, you know, we have a caller who wants to ask a question just on the constitutionality of school choice, which isn't really our focus so much this morning. But this has been challenged in the courts already, hasn't it, Bill?
Absolutely. I mean,
and it's found to be constitutional.
Yes, the spending of public dollars on private, often religious schools has been affirmed by our state Supreme Court, first of all, as constitutional. And that's no longer where the controversy is. I mean, that question has been settled as a matter of law. Now, there's still people who think that it's not a great idea for public tax dollars to be going to private and often religious schools, and there's still opposition on that score, but the constitutionality of it has been affirmed.
Yeah. Is there any evidence that the private school choice program in Milwaukee, the parental voucher program, has improved the public schools in Milwaukee?
Well, it's an interesting question, because the statistics that were produced by the Department of Public Instruction earlier this year showed that public school students in Milwaukee did better on standardized tests than did students at the private schools in Milwaukee, which receive the vouchers. The argument has always been that these private schools are better, and yet the students at those schools did not do as well on the standardized test, particularly in mathematics. And so even when you looked at just the category of public school students who were considered economically disadvantaged, even those students did better as a group in Milwaukee public schools than they did in the private choice schools.
We have just a couple of more minutes with Bill Leaders, Money and Politics Project Director at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, talking about his latest investigation on the amount of money that's going into Wisconsin politics from school choice supporters. And we welcome your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So what is your takeaway from the piece, Bill? What do you think people should take away from this investigation?
I think people need to be aware that school choice is a movement. It's not just an educational concept, but it's something that has a concerted push behind it from people who have an agenda. Now, I'm not saying it's a wrong agenda or a bad agenda, but it is an agenda, and they've been very successful in advancing it because they've had a fair amount of money to work with, for one thing, and they've also been able to attract very prominent individuals to their cause. The head of School Choice Wisconsin is a former legislative aide who worked with now Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald, another of those aides, is with another school choice group. John Gard, former Speaker of the State Assembly, has been involved in advocacy on this issue through School Choice Wisconsin. Scott Jensen, the former Assembly Speaker, is involved with the American Federation for Children, which has been pumping money into these elections. It's a pretty high-powered group of people who are pushing for this. And again, there's no reason to doubt their sincerity when they say that school choice is something that they believe in, but it's also something that has a push from very smart people who are well paid to advance this cause.
We have just a minute or so before our newscast, and now a lot of callers, but a reader of the Capital Times to your piece commented, why is it okay for unions to pump money into Wisconsin's political campaigns, but not okay for those who back school choice? What's your reaction to that?
I think it's okay for school choice supporters to pump money into the process. That doesn't mean you can't look at it and examine it and talk about it and try to quantify it. I don't think there's needs to be a value judgment put on people's involvement in the political process through lobbying and through the expenditure of money and through, you know, giving money to candidates who support their views. I mean, that's the way our political system works, and the unions do put money into the campaigns, and they do achieve outcomes as a result of those expenditures. This is another source of revenue that does have an impact on the process, and people can choose to be concerned about it or supportive of it as suits them.
We'll leave it there. Bill, thanks very much. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Bill Leaders, Money and Politics Project Director at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. And we will post his piece, The Selling of School Choice, on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and on WPR.org. Coming up, we will talk about child poverty in Wisconsin and wonder what we should do about that as our state capitol report continues. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.